Closer Look is a public affairs presentation. Views and opinions of the guests don't always reflect the views of the ministry, and some topics aren't suitable for children. K-Love is committed to community. Closer Look continues with a look at local agencies, events, and issues.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Closer Look for Halifax, Palmyra, and State College. I'm K-Love's Peter Kay. Tonight, we take a closer look at unplanned pregnancies. I have two very special guests this evening. A little later on in the program, we'll be speaking with Kevin Bagata. Kevin is the president and CEO of Real Alternatives. In the meantime, I want to speak with a former client of Real Alternatives. Her name is Delia. Delia, welcome to Closer Look.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure, ladies first, and that's why we're starting with you. So thank you so much for being willing to come on to a closer look and chat with me tonight. I want to go back in time when you were in an unplanned pregnancy. Talk to me about how you became affiliated with Real Alternatives.
I didn't know what to do right after I knew I was pregnant. I was currently at that time working. I was actually saving money to go back to school for my master's. I was taking the bus at that time back and forth to my job. I saw a poster, how to seek help when you're pregnant. I called the number and right away I was connected to getting help. The first thing they asked me to do was to see if I was really pregnant. And then from there on, we moved forward.
Now, I'm going to break one of the cardinal rules because you're not supposed to ask a lady her age. But can I ask you how old you were at that point?
I just finished celebrating my 24th birthday. And
so you're 24. What did life look like?
At that time, I was actually a recent graduate. I want to say I was a year out of school and I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I was taking some time off. I was a wrestler as well, a collegiate wrestler. So I was actually touring with the team. We were going to Canada to go wrestle. Some of it I was coaching. Some of it I was actually in the tournaments. For me at that time, I felt like I had my life planned out. Like I get to enjoy, keep traveling. And then in the future, I was going to go back for my master's.
What thoughts were going through your mind when you found out, yes, you are indeed pregnant?
I was very selfish at that time because I just wasn't ready to take that type of commitment because I wanted things for me. Like this was the time to be selfish. This was the time to just try to accomplish all your goals. That's the way I was thinking at that time.
What was your first point of contact like with Real Alternatives and your first appointment?
I was nervous. I didn't want anybody to judge me. I didn't want anybody to give me, well, you know what you were doing. You can't act like you didn't prepare for this. I didn't know what to expect.
Were you scared?
Yeah, I was. You don't know if they're going to be supportive or if they're going to be like eyeing you down or just judgmental.
Were you by yourself or did you have a support system?
I went by myself. I actually didn't tell anybody about my pregnancy. I wanted to keep it a secret. I told my boyfriend at that time, but I didn't tell my parents or anything like that.
Was your boyfriend of the mindset that he wanted you to terminate the pregnancy, or was he more of the mindset of, I'll support you in whatever you decide?
You see, with me, I was scared, and then I was brave enough to have it. With him, it was reversed. It was, okay, I'm brave enough to have it. Then later, within 2 weeks, he was scared, like it was sinking in.
How important was his input and his support to your decision-making?
It was important. It played a role in the significant that if you're going to help me, great. If you're not, I noticed that I had to woman up and I noticed how much more powerful I had to be. If he were to say, oh, awesome, we're going to have this baby together, then I would have been okay with feeling his support. And I would have been, how would I say, I would have been more easygoing about it, like less scared. But because he was kind of like on and off, like he wasn't sure, I want to say that actually made me more brave. It made me more bold and it made me commit more towards my baby.
What did that point look like when you decided, you know what, I'm carrying the baby to term and I'm excited about this?
Oh, it was scary the whole way, but because I didn't know what to expect, I just took it one day at a time. And because I didn't know what to expect, I didn't have like an image to look at to say, okay, I'm doing it right. Because I had no idea what to expect, it made me feel, okay, what I'm feeling is normal. What I'm feeling is okay because nobody's going it through the way I am.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Pennsylvania's positive, encouraging K-Love, 88.5 Halifax, 92.1 Palmyra, and 107.9 State College. I'm KLove's Peter Kay. This is Closer Look. Tonight, we're taking a closer look at unplanned pregnancies. A little later on the program, we'll be speaking with Kevin Bagata, who's the president and CEO of Real Alternatives. Currently, we're speaking with Delia. Delia has worked through and benefited from her affiliation with Real Alternatives. Delia, take me into the ultrasound room. What did that look like?
That was kind of nerve-wracking because the time when I actually decided to go for an ultrasound was a time that I actually got to notice the gender. It was actually later within my pregnancy. I actually didn't know I was pregnant until I was like 2.5 months in. It was kind of exciting and nervous at the same time because I don't know for most mothers, but for me, the gender kind of really was important to me. Not because I was going to discriminate on which gender, but most importantly, if I were to have a girl, I wanted her to be strong, but it would have been more difficult to raise my daughter to be strong because I was scared that I wasn't strong enough. I felt like if I was going to raise a boy, then I can at least teach him what to look for a girlfriend, a friend, a companion. And I felt like it was going to be for me harder to raise a girl only because like I didn't want her to follow my mistakes.
It sounds as though just a rush of emotion and the idea that you're thinking about decisions 10, 15, 20 years down the road when the baby's still inside you, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of foreshadowing and a lot of scenarios that were going into my head.
What did the ultrasound tell you were having?
A boy. And I was really happy towards having a boy because like I wanted to show him how to respect women, how to treat women. We all go through good and bad relationships. And I kind of wanted to raise him in a way that he wouldn't do this to a female in anything. That doesn't mean like, all right, I'm pregnant. I'm talking about just certain qualities that he would have, certain virtues.
What was that like for your boyfriend?
He was happy because I believe sons have like a impact on dads. He was very happy, but I know in the midst of me actually accepting that I was going to have my child and then him knowing that he's going to have a son, he felt like he kind of had to man up as well because he's bringing in another baby and yet alone it's the same gender as him. So he kind of wanted him to be raised well as well, where he becomes a man and owns up like his responsibilities.
I know Real Alternatives offer various programs like parenting classes and things like that. Did you take advantage of any of those classes or was the pregnancy testing and the ultrasound, was that what your main focus was?
Yeah, I took advantage of the pregnancy classes when I could. I also was working. I worked throughout my pregnancy, but I was able to get into two classes and it spoke about the process of the fetal and what's important to do, what's like important not to do. Actually, within those classes, you were able to earn points to possibly get prizes. The classes were very helpful.
What was something that you learned or maybe just experienced through Real Alternatives that surprised you?
Just the community, like the community that they have, that you'd be surprised at what other females in your area are going through and in the empowerment that they can bring to you. They might not have it together or have any idea what they're doing as well, but you have someone there going through it with you. And I think that was just everything that I needed.
So what's it like being a mom?
Awesome. If I had motivation to do everything I've done in my past, to graduate with my bachelor's, to become a female wrestler, to get scholarships, to do this and that, just to get so many awards and accomplishments, everything means so much more now than ever.
Before we bring in Kevin Bagata, the president and CEO of Real Alternatives, anything we missed, anything you'd like to add?
I was scared because I didn't think I was going to be able to seek my master's. But right now, currently, I am enrolled at East Stroudsburg University. I am on a master's program and I did get a scholarship. So what I'm trying to say is that there's time for everything and God's timing is perfection. Everything can wait and what's purposely need to be done now will be done.
Delia, again, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us tonight. And thank you for joining us tonight on Closer Look. You're listening to Pennsylvania's positive, encouraging KLove, 88.5 Halifax, 92.1 Palmyra, and 107.9 Port Matilda. I'm Peter Kay, and I want to welcome our second guest this evening, Kevin Bagata. Kevin is the president and CEO of Real Alternatives. Kevin, I should say, welcome back to Closer Look.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Peter. I love when we get to do these talks.
I want to give folks a better idea of who Real Alternatives is as a whole, because it's not one particular pregnancy center, is it?
No. So Real Alternatives is the company that is the administrator of the statewide pregnancy and parenting support program for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We use state taxpayer dollar to run this program. And what we do is we fund the local center. You heard Delia talk about A Woman's Concern. That's our service provider, our pregnancy support center in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Delia saw advertising when she was on a bus. Well, we paid for that advertising and connected her to A Woman's Concern, which allowed that beautiful story to unfold, the support that that dynamic woman had with counselors who were equally dynamic to help her, support her as she's overcoming the obstacles in her life or the stressors that were indicating to her that maybe she should terminate. She just was able to find that inner strength, be true to herself, and to have another woman, another counselor there to just be that sounding board to help her as she's talking these things out and making these decisions. Your listeners should be so happy because it was their tax dollars that facilitated that whole situation to happen.
Just recently, Real Alternatives had a significant anniversary.
Yeah, it was 25 years ago that the legislature in Pennsylvania, along with Governor Robert Casey Sr., put money in to the Pennsylvania budget, the Commonwealth's budget, to fund alternatives to abortion. I was very privileged to be hired to start the program 25 years ago. And since then, we have served over 326,000 women in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. That number doesn't count the babies that obviously we're also helping. This gives your listeners an idea of people in an unexpected pregnancy, the crisis, the stress, the doubt, the desire to do good and have a positive outcome, to be there and have somebody help them. They say that the definition of hope is the belief or desire for some outside force to come and change the circumstances we ourselves cannot change. And that's what the counselor did at A Woman's Concern for Delia. She provided hope that she wasn't alone. She could do it. By the way, listening to her, you knew she knew she could do it. But a lot of times we just need to not be alone. And in fact, one of the early studies that convinced Governor Casey and the legislature all those years ago to fund this revolutionary first of its kind program was a study done by Dr. Reardon of the Elliott Institute. He had surveyed thousands of women who had terminated their pregnancy. What he found was sort of startling. Around 87% of the women who had terminated their pregnancy said they would not have done so if only one person would have helped them during the unexpected pregnancy. Now, think about that. Those women could not find the boyfriend. They couldn't find the parents. There wasn't a favorite Aunt Mary they could stay with. They were alone. So being alone in the unexpected pregnancy is such a driver. And Delia even talked about that. That idea that the program provides a counselor to help you from the moment of conception, by the way, through 12 months after the birth of the baby. We have over 400 counselors in Pennsylvania serving women in 81 centers throughout the state of Pennsylvania, that those women in those unexpected pregnancies have somebody to talk to. And during COVID, Peter, we were able to do this through video conferencing. So the program still was able to help women even through the COVID pandemic that we're experiencing. It's just a remarkable idea that when people need help and other people provide that help, good things happen. And that's the story of this program.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Closer Look on Positive Encouraging K-Love. I'm Peter Kay. He's Kevin Bagata. Kevin is the president and CEO of Real Alternatives. Kevin, what's the best way in which to reach out and find more about Real Alternatives?
There's two ways they can get connected to centers just like Delia did. You can call us at 1-888-LIFE-AID, or you can go to 1-888-LIFEAID.com.
I'm on the website, and one of the things I see right off the bat, it says Real Alternatives, empowering women for life. How do you do that?
Well, I got to tell you, after that interview we just heard, didn't she sound empowered? Didn't she really sound empowered for the rest of her life? Not only empowered to have a life, but she's empowered the rest of her life. Our counselors walk with her through the unexpected pregnancy, which a lot of times becomes a crisis. When people are alone, that tends to drive a crisis in their life. Being that hopeful outside force allows them to take a step back and to think calmly, unemotionally, in a safe, non-judgmental environment to make sure that they're making the decision that they can live with the rest of their life. For a young woman in that scenario, isn't it outstanding there's a program to help them? Isn't that just wonderful that Pennsylvania 25 years ago saw the value of being there? These things happen all over the country, throughout every state, has pregnancy centers, maternity homes, adoption agencies, and Catholic charities throughout the country doing this day in, day out. But we do it more and we do it better in Pennsylvania because we have that financial resource to pay for the advertising that Delia saw, to pay for the counselors that are at the centers. The taxpayers of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania should be so happy that there's such a positive, life-affirming program that they're part of. And of course, at Real Alternatives, we're just privileged to be part of it.
Kevin, we mentioned the 25-year anniversary, and congratulations on that to you and all of your staff. What drives you in a day-to-day? Because you've been there since the doors opened 25 years ago.
You know, you could also ask that question of the pregnancy centers and the maternity home folks and the social service agencies and the adoption agencies. Obviously, we believe in life. In my experience, my three brothers and I were raised by my mom, who had polio during the polio epidemic, and my dad, who became disabled because of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Here you have two parents who could not walk. In fact, the joke was we were their legs. And they, you know, at the time, boy, you know, how would you have children? They didn't let their disability get in their way. If anything, the idea that every life is worth something, that clearly came out in just being raised by two handicapped people. They did everything all the other moms and dads did. They were on the school board, the parish council. They helped with Cub Scouts. They just overcame their disabilities and still do have quite an impact in our lives. And I think being raised in a life-affirming family, that every life has value. There's a purpose for every single person. And I had to laugh when Delia was talking about that. There's a purpose for everyone. To exclude somebody because of timing or because the mom is alone and abandoned. For me, it just this job just appealed to me. I had been an officer in the Air Force. I had my academic background with an MBA and a law degree. And I just am able to fulfill all my skills and talents to help women. It's just great work. To me, it just comes out of the way I was raised. And if you meet these dynamic people in the pregnancy centers, in the maternity homes, in the adoption agencies, and the folks that work at Real Alternatives, they all believe life is a good thing. And we should do everything we can to protect it and to help those who need protection. It's sort of easy to do this work. It's very fulfilling. Hats off to the counselors at A Woman's Concern in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, for being that listening ear, for showing how they value life to help a stranger in an unexpected pregnancy. Remember, they've never met before. They're just there. They're going to help. I've said this. I know I'm biased. I think the best work going on in America goes on at a pregnancy center, an adoption agency, a maternity home, or social service agency that are helping women in an unexpected pregnancy.
Well, Kevin Bagata, President and CEO of Real Alternatives, thank you so much for what you have been doing each and every day over the past 25 years or so for women such as Delia and hundreds of others. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time this evening to chat with us on Closer Look. I want to give you the last word, though. Final thoughts before we have to run?
Good things spread. And in the last 25 years, with Pennsylvania being the tip of the spear, as they say, we have helped 13 other states start programs just like ours. We've educated 6 other states who are in the process of also following Pennsylvania's lead. If your listeners could just have a little sense of pride of living in the Keystone State, it was certainly the keystone when it came to how governments can provide life-affirming services in one of the most controversial issues of our time. I'm just privileged to have a tiny part of it.
If you would like more on my conversation with both Kevin Bagata, the president and CEO of Real Alternatives, as well as Delia, feel free to email us, closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. For Closer Look, I'm Peter Kay.
This has been KLove Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.